a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
To us on the microphone, we're really appreciative to what you do for the citizens of South Dakota. And this first gentleman we can hardly see. He's kind of camouflaged. We can't really see you through that tie.
Hi, I'm Rob Foyles. I'm from Brookings.
Welcome.
Hi, my name's Katie Haynes, and I'm from Faith.
Welcome, both of you. Thank you for... we hope your next 2 weeks will be very enjoyable. Madam Secretary, we did have a quick little informational organizational meeting last week, and I believe we need to do something with those minutes from last week. Thank you, Senator Tease and Senator Sohold. Had a second. Comments, discussion on that? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Minutes are approved. Quick reminder, we do have two bills slated. It has been offered to me from the proponent positions that they will take no longer than 5 minutes. As a reminder to everybody else, any handouts you have, please go through the procedure. You certainly understand the protocol. Be polite on your cell phones. Anything to come to this committee before we get into proponent testimony on a couple of our bills? Seeing none, let's go to work. Proponent testimony is Senate Bill 86. Representative Rounds, good morning.
But a few years back, the legislature...
Well, if you could, Representative Rounds, because you're such an eloquent speaker, this committee would appreciate you. Just start all over then.
I will start all over. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the esteemed Senate Local Government Committee. Representative Tim Rounds, District 24, Pierre. Senate Bill 86 is an act to increase the minimum salary payable to county officials, state's attorneys, and sheriffs. A few years back, this legislature changed things around a little bit. At one time, we set the cap as to how much these officials could be paid. We changed that to set a minimum salary. And this is done about every 5 years. The legislature looks at these salaries and makes adjustments based on population. I believe a year or two has been skipped because of the fact the economy and cuts being taken within state government. But we believe it's time that we make an adjustment for these local officials. And at this time, I'm going to sit back. I will be available for questions, but there's others who would like to testify. Thank you.
Representative Rounds, thank you. And if there are questions, we will hold them until the rest of the testimony is offered. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 86. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Carrie Gonzer, and I represent the South Dakota State's Attorneys Association. Senate Bill 86 supports state's attorneys across South Dakota, especially in our rural communities. Sections 5 and 6 directly affect the state's attorneys, and the raise in salary that you see there is in line with the economic changes that we've seen in the past 5 years in South Dakota. I'd like to direct your attention to the last page of the bill. The reason I'm doing that is I'd like you to note that this bill is broken into sections that will be applied over a 2-year period. The first raise would go into effect in January 1 of 2014 and the second in January 1 of 2015. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Additional proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Kirkaby, committee members. I'm Stacey Eggert, Executive Director for the South Dakota Sheriff's Association. As mentioned periodically, we come before the legislature to review the minimum salaries. We appreciate the effort the other associations have done working with us putting this proposed bill together. Maintaining a competitive salary is important in recruiting and retaining quality law enforcement in our communities. Just this past year, we lost a sheriff in the community of or a county of about 7,000, where he could go to a police department and make $18,000 more as part of an administrative team instead of the full weight of the responsibilities of sheriff. We appreciate your favorable consideration, and I will stand by for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. And I know that Senator Soholt was not going to ask you, but she really does like your necklace and is wondering where she can get that from. Very good. Additional proponent testimony in Senate Bill 86.
Yes.
Good morning, members of the committee. Bob Wilcox with South Dakota Counties. South Dakota Counties have supported this piece of legislation in the past. I believe it was done in 2009. We continue to support this piece of the legislation. We find it is keeping us on the competitive edge with the private sector, and we ask you for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Additional proponents. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Marty Jackley, South Dakota Attorney General. I think we all realize how important it is that we have good prosecutors throughout our communities, and for that reason, as Attorney General, I support this legislation, and I would certainly stand back for any questions for committee members.
Mr. Attorney General, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 86. Any other individuals wishing to speak on support of Senate Bill 86? Seeing none, is there opposition to Senate Bill 86? Any opponents to Senate Bill 86? Seeing none, this committee will cease public testimony. Is there any committee questions? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For Mr. Wilcox or anyone who has the answer, I understand these are minimums. Do you have any idea how many employees this actually affects? I understand probably many are actually paying above the minimum, but if you have a better idea, I'd like to hear it.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, for the county officials, we have done a little bit of our research here. Five employees are directly affected by this for the first year's change. For the sheriffs, we're looking at three.
First round.
And then for your state's attorneys, you're actually looking at 10 for the first round and an additional 11 for the second year.
Thank you.
Senator Holeen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for anyone who cares to answer it. Now, you said the numbers of people, but could you give us an idea what the counties are that are involved?
For our members, it's primarily those counties under populations of 10,000, and I would say more specifically, populations under 3,000.
Senator Soho.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, seeing no opponents to this legislation, but you've spoken with the counties about these raises? And okay.
Yeah, Senator, go right ahead.
My question is just where did you come up with these figures? Is there a place that you go to get other states, or is it, you know, you understand the question, I guess.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, it's a great question. Back in 2007, when this bill was initially addressed to set the minimums, we had a discussion of how to best appropriately address these numbers. We went through the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and actually performed the number analysis for these the different offices. You'll notice that the first year is a specific percent, and the second year is as well. That's actually close to an average of what the raise would be. We cut it back a little bit from if you put the actual numbers into the CPI calculator.
That's a good question. Additional committee questions for anybody from the proponent perspective on Senate Bill 86. Any additional committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 86?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holeen.
I'll move due pass on Senate Bill 86.
Second.
Thank you. And a second by Senator Lederman. Senator Holeen, comments on that motion?
No, thanks.
You're welcome. Motion before this committee is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 86. Any additional comments on that motion due pass on Senate Bill 86 from this committee? Seeing none, that is the motion before you. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Sunroff?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Sobel?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye. Seriously, we can do the math too. That was Senate Bill 86 did in fact receive favorable consideration. We'll head down to the House floor in a due pass motion.
Be to the house later.
Thank you. I stand corrected. Next, we do have proponent testimony on our second bill, Senate Bill 88. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 88. Senator Rampelberg, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Bruce Rampelberg, Senator for District 30. We bring Senate Bill 88 on behalf of the County Association, Commissioner Association. Appears we have some bad actors out there who need to be chastised a bit. So please don't ask me any questions. I don't know the answers.
With all due respect, Senator, we usually heard testimony like that from the House side. We're not used to that one. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 88. Mr. Wilcox, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Bob Wilcox with the South Dakota County Commission Association. I'd like to thank Senator Rampelberg for bringing forward this piece of legislation. And in fact, he did hit the nail on the head. We do have some bad actors, and we have some gray area on this particular issue. And this piece of legislation now makes it perfectly clear that a purchase of a tax deed, a county may refuse that purchase if, in fact, you are delinquent on your current property taxes that you owe the county. With that, I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Additional proponent testimony on Senate Bill 88. Any other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 88? Seeing none, is there opposition to Senate Bill 88? Anybody wishing to speak against Senate Bill 88? Seeing none, this committee will cease committee testimony, turn it over to committee questions. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for Mr. Wilcox. There's got to be a story behind this. Care to tell us?
Mr. Chair, Senator, we have a particular county that this is happening. We have an individual that is purchasing the tax deeds. He happens to be a landlord. After he acquires the property, he proceeds to rent it out, but he's refusing to pay his taxes on his current rental property he has, and then he just lets that go back to the county. So it's an abuse, and we're trying to correct that.
Thank you. Good question. Additional committee questions on Senate Bill 88. Any other questions? Seeing none, is there any committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 88. Senator Holine.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to pass on Senate Bill 88.
Thank you. Second by Senator Teason. Senator Holine, do you have any comments on your motion for due pass?
No.
Thank you. That is the motion before us, due pass on Senate Bill 88. Any additional comments, discussion on that motion to send Senate Bill 88 down to the Senate floor on a due pass motion? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Hunhoff?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Senate Bill 88 certainly did see affirmative support for passage on Senate Bill 88 down to the Senate floor and do pass motion. Senator Holine.
I'll move consent on Senate Bill 88.
Okay. There is support to send Senate Bill 88 down on the Senate floor on a consent motion. Comments, discussion on that? That was Senator Teason.
No.
All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Senate Bill 88 is going down to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Senator Rampelberg, you're welcome. As quickly, with this committee, we do have two bills in our calendar right now, which we will calendar both of them for Friday. One of them, I believe, will be, we'll certainly have some discussion and input. It's the Home Builders Bill regarding fire sprinklers and new construction properties. The second one, I guess I kind of forgot about. Anything else to come before Senate local government this morning? Not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Senator Lederman. No, there isn't. We are adjourned.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.